Hey, what's up? Welcome to episode 3 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joint podcast. In this episode, I talked to JC Reed. He's the barbecue editor of the Houston Chronicle. He's also the co-founder of the Houston Barbecue Festival. He also has the Barbecue State of Mind podcast. Just a huge wealth of knowledge. I have an interview later on with JC Reed, but this is specifically a barbecue city guide for Houston, and he is definitely the man to go to. You're going to love this because the first portion of this, he gives us historical spots to go to so that we kind of understand the history of Houston barbecue, where it came from, and what's important about that. He gives us 1 and 2 day barbecue runs per se, tells you where to start, where to end. Great, great guide. And then the second part of this, Houston barbecue's greatest hits, the places that have made the Texas Monthly Top 50, places that are the most famous or most well-known, places you definitely need to make sure you hit. So together with the history and then the famous places, this is just a great, great guide for you and tool. And I hope you use it as a tool. Let me know what you think for sure. I know you're going to love this. Thank you, JC, for participating. Good morning, JC. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I wanted to talk to you about Houston. So if you're there for 1 day, you went there for 2 days, what do you recommend? I know you get asked that a lot, probably.
Yeah, the thing about Houston is it's really not like any other city in the fact that it's so huge. Anybody who's coming to Houston should understand that if you're going from the north to the south or the south to the north, that's a good hour and a half drive just from the greater limits of Houston.
Okay.
So if you're coming to Houston, unlike Austin, where you can go to 5 of the top barbecue joints, you know, there's like 5 minute drive between them.
True.
In Houston, it's a big project and you're going to spend a lot of time on freeways. And so just make sure that you have a very specific itinerary, because another tip that you need to know is that the barbecue joints in Houston are open all different hours. They're not all open 7 days or even 6 days. They're not open. A lot of them are not open for dinner. So make sure you do your research before you kind of make that hour and a half drive somewhere and only to find it's closed or sold out.
Super disappointing.
It's so demoralizing, man. I've been there before. Oh, it's closed. So there are different ways of doing tours in Houston, barbecue tours or barbecue runs. I recommend what most people do if they come to Houston is they want the best barbecue. Where do I go to get the best barbecue?
Of course.
Everybody wants to do that. But the thing about Houston is there's a historic aspect to the barbecue here. So I really encourage you. I know that most people are maybe only going to make one run to Houston to taste barbecue and they're going to want the best. But if you do have some flexibility, I encourage you to do these Houston kind of historic Houston barbecue tours. So I'm going to start out with that.
Okay, perfect. I was going to ask you that too.
Okay. So let's go with you're going to have a couple of days.
Okay.
And you don't want it to be on a Sunday because a lot of the historic places are traditionally African-American barbecue, and they're going to be closed on Sundays. So you're going to look at a Friday or Saturday. They're almost always going to be open. So that would be a good days to do a 2 day kind of historic Houston barbecue tour.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to start, and everything having to do with barbecue in Houston is north to south. There's not a whole lot east to west. So you're going to be going from South Houston to North Houston in most cases.
Okay.
So we're going to start in the south. It's just south of downtown. It's in the University of Houston area. It's a place called Ray's Barbecue Shack.
Okay.
And Ray Bush and his crew do traditional East Texas style barbecue. So they're going to have, in addition to great brisket, which is unusual sometimes for East Texas barbecue, they're going to have the boudin, they're going to have the etouffee, they're going to have fried catfish, in addition to kind of homemade sausages that kind of reflect their Cajun backgrounds.
That makes sense. Oh, that's great. That's a wonderful tip.
And they're just opening a new place down the street from where they are now. It's a little bit bigger. They've been growing year after year. So just make sure you get the right address. Okay. You come up.
Excellent.
All right. So you're going to go north. You're going to go to a place called Lenox Barbecue, which is just east of downtown. Keep in mind, it is only open from 11 to 2 p.m. daily on weekdays.
Okay.
Only for lunch. It's an old school blue collar It's all the workers in the neighborhood. It's called the East End of Houston. It's a very blue collar neighborhood, though it's gentrifying. But it's only open for lunch, 11 to 2, but it's one of the oldest still working barbecue joints in Houston. It's called Lennox Barbecue. Lots of history there.
That is great. Oh, that's awesome. But 11 to 2, okay.
Get a tour of the 30-year-old oiler pits. Ask the owner is Eric Mrok, Mrok. You call him Mr. OK. And he will happily give you a tour of all the old pits there. From there, you're going to go on the other side of downtown. You're going to cross through downtown. You're going to go to Pizzatola's Barbecue.
Okay.
Pizzatola's is the oldest working barbecue joint in Houston. It got started back in the 1940s. It started as a place called Shepherd Drive Barbecue, old school African American traditional ribs place, and it's known for its ribs. And it's usually open mainly for lunch. They do some takeout for dinner, but they do encourage you to come in for dinner. The thing is, if you're doing a two-day tour, you're probably in Houston limited to about four places on a day.
Gotcha.
So you want to put the places that are open for dinner, you want to put them last, obviously. And that is not an
That's a great tip in
insignificant
general, yeah.
detail. Yeah. So Pizzatola's is open for dinner. Another place, and the fourth place I would recommend on a historic Houston barbecue tour is Good Company Barbecue. It was one of the first Central Texas type barbecue joints that started back in the 1970s. And they have a location. The original location is still there. It's on Kirby Drive. It's
Okay.
kind of in central Houston. So you can roll up there at 7 o'clock and get the whole menu. And there are lots of, this is called kind of the Greenway Plaza area of Houston. There's lots of hotels over there. So
Oh, perfect.
you
Oh,
can just
perfect.
kind of hang out. Yeah.
Oh,
And
nice.
you're centralized, so you're in a good place to start the next day.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
So get a good night's sleep, take some Tums, get up, have some coffee, and you're going to go north. The first place you're going to go is a place called Triple J Smokehouse. It is again a classic East Texas place. The boudin is fantastic. The ribs are fantastic. Pretty good brisket. Definitely highly recommended for this kind of historic, what the essential Houston barbecue is that you won't find in Austin or Dallas. From there, you're going to go a little bit further north to Burns Original Barbecue. Burns was started back in the 1970s. It was, a guy, all he did, he set up a trailer under a tree. It's called Shade Tree Barbecue, and he just kind of built it up. That was Mr. Roy Burns Sr. He has since passed away, and his sons and grandsons now run it.
Okay.
Old school Houston barbecue.
That is great. That's okay. This is these are
Man, I
awesome.
love that place. Get the chopped beef sandwich, man. That is where it's at. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
Keep going north. Actually, not very far from Burns is a place called Byron's Gourmet Barbecue. Byron's is a kind of a subset of Houston barbecue. It's a Southeast Texas barbecue joint. And he makes a very specific dish that's indigenous to Houston and Southeast Texas barbecue called a beef link or a juicy link or a hot link.
Okay.
He is one of the few places that is left that makes these old style sausages links on site.
Oh.
His hours a little bit, I think it's only Thursday to Saturday and maybe just lunch. So again, just make sure he's going to be open and go get some of those links that he makes on site.
Excellent. I'll put links to all these places in the
Yeah. Oh
comments so
man.
that way people can double, triple check.
Dude, that would be great. And then your last stop, which again is usually open for dinner, maybe not much past around 8 o'clock, but there's a place called Southern Q Barbecue. Again, old school, East Texas, traditional, historic, although the restaurant itself has only been open 2 or 3 years. Steve and Cherise Garner make it their kind of life goal to keep the tradition of Houston barbecue and East Texas barbecue alive.
Oh, that's great.
And, so great to see this new generation of pit masters who are kind of keeping the fires burning for Houston and East Texas barbecue.
Well, especially with things changing, it's nice to keep the roots, and that's solid. That's
Yes.
amazing.
Oh yeah,
Excellent.
absolutely. And they do everything, boudin, brisket. They've got turkey legs, I think, on the weekends. Just kind of old school stuff and highly recommended. So that's one of my favorite barbecue joints in Houston.
It's interesting that a lot of these places have a Cajun influence.
Oh yeah, that's definitely part of East Texas Houston barbecue is that Cajun influence. I mean, a lot of these guys, their families came, they can trace their families back to Cajun country. So I actually did a seminar about that a while back. I'll post the PowerPoint. But yeah, a lot of these old Houston barbecue joints got their start in Cajun country.
Okay, excellent. I'll put a, and if you send me a link, I'll put a
Oh,
link on
that'd be
this
great.
paper. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so I do recommend that, because it is Houston is one of the few places where the city itself has a unique style of barbecue. But of course, we're gonna get a lot of tourists coming in, and they're gonna want the best barbecue. They're gonna want what's the best barbecue that Houston has to offer? And of course, unfortunately, the answer to that is, well, Austin style barbecue or Central Texas style barbecue. But you know what? That's cool. I'm happy. I go to those restaurants all the time, and we support them. And it's a great way of diversifying the barbecue in Houston. So we'll do. Got some notes here. If you want just the absolute best barbecue in Houston, you can kind of follow along with the Texas Monthly Top 50 list. So there are seven Houston area barbecue joints on that. And again, you're going to need all those 2 days.
You need
You're
two
going to need
days.
them all. Yeah, because from the very south to the very north is a long drive. So you'll want to start in the south, take a break in the center, and then go up to the north. In the south, you're going to go to Killen's Barbecue, Chef and Pitmaster Ronnie Killen. Unbelievable, classic, Central Texas style, just super consistent barbecue. The brisket, I mean, the guy only gets the best Snake River Farms and Wagyu brisket. It's insane. That's down in Pearland. And people always say, oh, Pearland's not Houston. Well, I mean, come on. In Houston, it's like, we have a very big bubble that we kind of work within.
Well, it's like saying the San Fernando Valley is not Los Angeles. It's
Yeah, exactly. It's all just kind of one big bubble. So Pearland is where you will start. That's down in the south. Then you'll come up to the center part of Houston, and you're just going to kind of drive around a little bit. I recommend going to a place called Ragel's Barbecue Company.
Russell.
They're a little bit over to the west,
Okay.
but easily accessible. And then you're going to come into more central Houston called the place called the Pit Room. Only been there. It's probably the most central, great Central Texas style barbecue joint in Houston. It's really unusual in that they have real pits, real wood burning pits, no gas, in the center of the city. That's actually a hard thing to do. The
Yeah,
city
so
of Houston.
amazing.
Yeah, the city of Houston, and unfortunately, a lot of these people's neighbors kind of get upset. I mean, Austin went through this, where the neighbors of barbecue joints are like, I don't want to smell all this smoke. So it's really cool that the Pit Room made it happen.
That's a great tip. That one's awesome.
And then you're going to go to a little bit further north in central Houston to a place called Pinkerton's Barbecue. Again, Central Texas, only opened in the last couple of years. But Grant Pinkerton, a guy who's really made a name for himself and really is committed, young guy in his 20s, maybe early 30s, who committed to doing it right. Again, real pits, no gas, old school Central Texas style, and just a wonderful. They're open for dinner.
Oh, excellent. So you can kind of use that as a dinner
That'll
menu.
be your dinner, and they actually have a really great wine list. So they paired wine with their barbecue.
Nice.
In addition to bourbon, they have a full bar, so you can get all kinds of bourbons paired with the barbecue and beer, of course. So it's really
Oh,
a unique
that's great.
place. It's a great place just to go. Maybe you don't have the bigger barbecue tray there. You just kind of have a little nibble here and there and try some bourbon or something just to help you sleep.
Settle your stomach a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
And then the next day, there are lots of little hotels there. He's in a place called the Greater Heights neighborhood of Houston. There's lots of little bed and breakfasts and hotels. That's 610 Loop North.
Oh, perfect.
It's little hotels over there, so you can hang out.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
From there, you're going to go a little bit further north, just outside what we call the Loop, and you're going to go to a place called Gatlin's Barbecue. Greg Gatlin. Greg was the He was the original guy who kind of brought the Renaissance of Texas barbecue to Houston.
Oh.
Probably, back when, some of the the big thing was the automated barbecue pits. And then Greg said, you know what, we're going to do it the old school way. And this was, you know, like what, probably 8, 10 years ago.
Oh, that's great.
So go see Greg Gatlin. And then you're going to drive a little bit further north, again, up to places where people say, that's not really Houston, but it is. There's Spring and Tomball. So okay. You're going to go to a place called Tejas Chocolate and Barbecue in Tomball, Texas. Tomball has become something of a culinary destination for Houston. It's really weird because it's a tiny little town. But people are making the trip up there. Some really good restaurants in addition to Tejas Chocolate and Barbecue. They do great chocolate, obviously, and great barbecue.
A unique menu at times. He adds like soups. I listened to your podcast, and that was a great
soups episode. And sandwiches and all kinds of different things. They get really creative. And then you're going to go to a place called Corkscrew Barbecue, which, again, one of my favorite, all-time favorite barbecue joints in Houston, Will and Nicole Buckman, who I think you've spoken with. Just my favorite people in barbecue and Houston barbecue, just wonderful. You know, they have a great family. We've known them since they started, and they are so committed to putting out the best barbecue and not becoming complacent. Every time I go to Corkscrew Barbecue, it's a little bit better, and it's just to their credit.
And that's phenomenal because it's already great.
It's already world class, and every time I go, you can tell that they're making little tweaks to make it even better. And I just so appreciate that they have that passion and commitment to do it. So at that point, you know, you're probably ready to roll out of Houston. A couple other places, if you want to just throw in. I think that was it, actually. Yeah, those are all.
Truth hasn't opened their new location yet.
Truth is not open yet. So that'll probably come in the next couple of months. Also, Blood Brothers Barbecue is opening up.
Okay.
And Fijis Barbecue is going to be opening up soon. So those are all new places that if you do a search for Houston Barbecue, they may not pop up. But worthy of trying some of the new places would be Truth, Blood Brothers, and Fijis Barbecue. So keep those in mind.
And do those places have little pop-ups every so often?
Not right now.
Fijis, right, because they're working on their new location.
Yep. Blood Brothers does some pop-ups, but I would probably just concentrate on the existing barbecue joints in Houston, and then once their permanent places open, you know, kind of track them down. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna steal this list, and I'm gonna do it myself. This is.
I know, man. Well, it's been a while since I've done the grand tour of Houston barbecue. So if you come to Houston, man, I'm right there with you.
Okay, we'll do it, and we'll try to go off of your list and see how that works.
Yeah, that'd be great. So yeah, I definitely recommend, you know, people always think got to go to Austin for barbecue, but, Houston is pretty, pretty amazing stuff here. So highly recommend it. Just be sure you got to rent a car. There's no way you can get around on bus or whatever. So just make sure.
And how, like, getting out of the city, is there a lot of traffic? Is it on the weekdays?
Yeah, that's why, you know, you may want to do this on a Friday or Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Friday, you're going to hit some traffic. In the afternoon and evening, but Saturday will be pretty clear. But in general, you'll be able to manage it. You'll only see some traffic Friday afternoon and evening.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much, JC. I appreciate it. And this is a phenomenal. And the historical portion, I think, is really, really cool.
All right, man. Cool.
Thanks, JC. Have a great week. Thanks for your time.
All right. See you. Bye. Yeah.